Welcome to the ABM Conversations Podcast, the number one podcast for B2B marketers wanting to explore timeless account-based marketing strategies to drive revenue, customer engagement, retention, and everything that makes sense to both marketers and sales folks. No more fluff. No more vanity metrics. Live from India, made for the world. And now your hosts, Yog and Manish.
There's a myth in marketing and business circles that says, you know, everything should be fast, automated, and scalable. But is that really true? That's the topic we are going to address today in today's episode of AVM Conversations Podcast with me, Manish.
And me, Yag. So there is a myth, as Manish said, that everything in business has to scale. Everything has to go fast. And I particularly believe, and also I think Manish also believes in this, that when it comes to relationships, especially customer relationships, not everything has to be built for scale. And this is because when you look at some of the most successful businesses, say Airbnb for that matter, you would say that they were initially not built for scale, but eventually it happened. And Stripe is another example which Manish discussed in one of the previous episodes, and that was a beautiful story in itself. So, one of the key things when it comes to building a business is it is to be built for the customer. What happens with that, what I mean by that is the first few customers, you will be spending a lot of time with them. It might come from your contacts, your personal relationships, and it might be a high touch customer. There'll be a lot of customizations. There'll be a lot of work that goes to get things right. And it's an iterative process. So you cannot be building something for scale from day one.
Right. The other part of this discussion, Yag, is scaling might not be something that is right for all the businesses at every stage of their evolution, right? For example, like you mentioned, scaling might not be the right approach for businesses that are just getting started because right. They have to do things manually in order to build genuine, authentic relationships with their customers. But once they reach a point where they have to expand, have to grow, scaling might be a good approach. And this whole topic reminds me of a blog post that Y Combinator's co-founder Paul Graham wrote back in the days, where he said, "Do things that don't scale," and there's profound value in it. He said that when you are starting out as a business, there are certain things that has to be done manually, that has to be done on a one-to-one basis in order for you to build relationship, in order for you to understand the pulse of the customers, because that will set you in the right direction, that will help you find your product market fit. And then from that point of time, you can think about automating your process, being scalable and all that.
Right. And also, Manish, you keep talking about Kevin Kelly's 100 Fans. I think that's a very relevant thing to discuss here.
Yeah, I think that's also a tangential topic to discuss here. This came out almost 10 years ago, where Kevin Kelly, one of the co-founding members of the Wired magazine, he wrote a piece on 1,000 True Fans. The idea is basically not to go out in the world in order to please everyone, but just to focus your energy and resource on the 1,000 people that are going to be your truest customers, truest fans, building a tribe around that and making a sustainable business out of that. And if you look at it, the whole ABM philosophy, the whole ABM principle stands on this foundation, right? You don't have to go wide. You just have to focus on going deep into a few pocket accounts, and then that is going to keep your business afloat. That is where the magic of retention happens.
Right. So it is all about being meaningful to those handful of customers in whose lives you actually make a difference.
Right.
But that said, I also think this whole idea of whether wanting to scale or not is a choice, very similar to whether Absolutely. You want to bootstrap a company or whether you want to get funded. So I think the ideology is very similar. For instance, when it comes to bootstrapping, I personally feel that you have far more control as a bootstrapped company, the way you want to go about things and what you want to do. And then there is a chance that you might be far more profitable versus when you get funded, you are actually running a race against time and you want to grow fast, you want to scale fast because time to market is extremely important. There's a lot of competition and there's a segment that you want to cater to and all of that. So ultimately, scaling is a choice. In fact, I came across this book called Blitzscaling, and though it's a very popular book, I am not for it. Because I personally feel it doesn't suit everyone. It's like no two people are the same. No two companies in the same industry can be the same, even if they cater to the same set of audience.
That's a great point, Yag. In between the extreme of businesses that want to scale and businesses that want to grow, I think growth is different from scaling. There's a dichotomy in between them, right? That is called scale-ups. Basically, these are businesses that are on the fork of the road where they have the choice to either grow in all aspects of the business or they have the choice to scale. And scale, like you mentioned earlier, it can be exponential. You can't really have control over all the processes of a business. But if you grow, growing is more incremental, it's more linear, and you can have more control of your business when you grow, you know, on an incremental linear basis, right? I think that's also a very important point we should discuss when talking about scaling, because if not for scaling, then what are the other choices you have, right? You talked about choices. The other choice is to grow slowly, gradually over time, keep your focus on growing all aspects of business. For example, you know, scaling might be something that you automate your processes with by keeping your cost low, but having significant increment in your revenue. Growth, on the other hand, might mean you grow your resources, you grow your manpower, you grow your company size and number of resources and all that, and definitely also revenue.
Right. So, for instance, you know, let's look at one of my favorite companies here in the Chennai circuit is Zoho. I really love them for the way they have bootstrapped and the way they have grown over a period of time. And if you look at it, the profitability has always been on a very positive note.
Yeah.
And when you compare, this is where actually the issue is, right? So, one of my favorite things that I've often heard from Sridhar Vembu, the CEO of Zoho, is that he often talks about putting food on the table. He doesn't talk about revenue. He doesn't talk about you know, growing 10x this year, 20x next year, and all of that. But instead, putting food on the table means sustainability. So the whole idea is to build your business for long-term sustainability and to be meaningful to your customers over long periods of time. And this actually expands into two, three different areas. One is knowing that your product is not going to be sacrosanct forever. Your product has a particular shelf life and it needs to keep evolving according to your customer. You need to keep improving that. You need to move according to the times and what other competitors are doing and what your expectations are. And this is somewhere I also believe that than looking at the competition, if you spent more time with your customer, then it would be far, far more meaningful, in the sense you would make sure that you're catering to their problems. And as long as your customer is happy, then your business and your employees are going to be happy. So this points to a very non-scalable style of business, which is building one-to-one relationships, right? So personalization, this is what we're talking about. So building one-to-one relationships with the customer and making sure that every customer feels that you are treating them as a friend, as an extension to their business and as part of their ecosystem, then probably you're setting up yourself for success.
Right. And I think what we are discussing here is not all companies that get funded are profitable. They might just be funded but not profitable. While on the other hand, there are a lot of bootstrap companies that are profitable, but they don't get as media attention as their funded counterparts because that's not where their focus is. But coming back to the examples of companies that have grown versus companies that have scaled, Yag, I think the example of Zoho is definitely an example of company that have grown, right? And let's look at a few other examples of companies that have scaled, right? The immediate example that comes on top of my head is Basecamp. Basecamp is a company that has grown very slowly over the years. They have kept tight control of their growth but they have scaled exponentially, right? Back until 2017, I believe, they were still 33-member team. Now they are 50 or 55, and they are a million-dollar company, but the team size stays very low while the business is growing year on year, right? That's another example. I think companies like MailChimp yes. have also followed the same approach.
Right. So the key point here is probably to kind of make sure or have clarity on what paths to scale and what not, right? So for example, let's not say scaling is totally wrong. The point that we are trying to get through here is that scaling is not for everyone, and scaling does not come to every aspect of your business. And if you look at it, there are also quite a bit of advantages to building, I'm not scaling and building one-to-one relationships, right? So the key thing is you're going to get a lot of feedback from your initial customers. When I say initial customers, these are going to be the people who are going to go on to become brand ambassadors for you, or you're going to sell your products or promote it to others. And from a startup standpoint, one of the experiences that I've also had is that your first set of customers who try out your MVP and eventually go on to become your customers for your product are going to be far more forgiving, even if you are going to make some initial mistakes. And if those 10 or 20 people can bring in your next few set of customers, in fact, when you are set up to grow, that's how it usually happens. You work hard to get your first 10 customers, and your next 100 customers brings in your next 1,000 customers, and that's how you are set on the growth path.
So it's great that we are talking about companies that don't scale, but in the context of our podcast, which is themed around ABM and marketing and sales, right? How does it translate? How does it translate into marketing and sales? In my opinion, if we take the non-scaling approach, what it compels us to do is, it compels us as marketers to focus on the quality of leads over quantity of leads, for example, and it forces us to grow our organic reach, which is definitely a time-taking endeavor, but it's more sustainable if you look at it that way. And you know, one other approach that you can take is you can focus on growing your word-of-mouth advertising or social proof and customer testimonials rather than coming up with marketing speak that doesn't resonate with your future customers. And these are things that don't scale, right? But they have far-reaching consequences in the long term. Similarly, in the context of sales, it's better to keep tab on a few accounts that are closer to your processes, that are closer to what you want to achieve in your sales, than trying to reach out to a wide base of customers that might not convert, right? And these customers can also help you define your product roadmap and tweak your sales processes. The other advantage is you can go deep into the same key accounts instead of going to 50 different accounts that might lead you nowhere.
Right. So to sum up the entire conversation of the day, what we are trying to tell you here is you don't need to scale everything, right? Scale things that matter and make sure that we are being very sensible about that. Secondly, when it comes to relationships, let's understand that it's always people that we are working with, and it's not necessary that relationships should scale, and generally relationships don't scale. Build your relationships, build your customers one by one, and that's kind of an important principle for us in the whole ecosystem of both marketing and sales.
With that being said, it's bye from me, Manish, until next episode.
And this is me, Yag. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the ABM Conversations Podcast. Make sure you subscribe and share your comments with us. We're constantly looking for your feedback, thoughts, and suggestions to make the show more relevant to you.